From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. With her book, Strong is the New Pretty, author and photographer Kate T. Parker showcased girlhood in all its messy, muddy glory, with portraits of girls whose beauty came from being their authentic selves. Now she's doing the same thing with boys. The Heart of a Boy is out today, and it celebrates the strength and spirit of boyhood. Little Shop of Stories will be selling the book at the Mason Fine Art Gallery on Sunday, April 7th, where she will be appearing and speaking and signing. And she joins me now in the studio. Kate, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Strong as the New Pretty. I know it's not the new book, but this was a photo series first and then a book showing a range of portraits of girlhood. Now you're focusing on boys. Were you planning this follow-up all along?
No, I did not want to shoot this book about boys. I'm a mom of girls, and my publisher actually asked me, would I consider doing a book about boys as a follow-up? And then every single talk I did on the tour for Strong as the New Pretty, and I spoke to thousands of kids and girls, little boys would say, you know, where's my book, Miss Kate? When are you doing a book about boys? And I was like, you guys do not need a book. You're fine. Your voices are heard. I was like, I am amplifying girls' voices, and I'm on a mission to show girls that they're strong and confident and beautiful. And my idea, because I didn't spend a lot of like day-to-day time with boys, was I thought our boys were fine. But kind of to play nice, I told my publisher I would try. Like 100% expecting to come back and say, didn't work, let's do Strong as a New Pretty too. But the first few shots that I took and first few boys that I met, I was floored by the variety of and the depth of feeling and the vulnerability that these boys were willing to share. And I realized that their stories are not being told. And I started to feel sort of less of a, I have to do this, and more like, oh my gosh, we need to start this conversation.
So who were the first boys that you photographed? Curious.
They were boys that were local to me. So I started with my best friend's son, Mason, who I dedicated the book to, who was constantly asking me, where is my book? Because he has two older sisters. And I started with another little boy, Patrick, in my neighborhood, who was just very quiet and a very shy little boy who I knew. But when I got to shoot him, I just found out much more about him, that he, you know, he loved his cats. And just like all of these details that I didn't know because I just met them surface, you know. And I feel like that's a lot of what people might think, that, you know, your first view is your view of the boy, and we expect our boys to be a certain way. And even in 2019, the definition for what is acceptable for a girl to be is pretty narrow. But I realized that for a boy, it's even more narrow. So I was trying to help expand that definition just a little bit.
So what is the process for you? Do you spend time with them? You ask them about their lives, and mm-hmm. you're taking photographs all along?
Oh, 100%. So usually I shoot with the girls and the boys, I'm getting to shoot the kids doing the thing that they generally love the most, the thing they're most passionate about, whether it's art or theater or sports, whatever it is. So I just generally ask about, like, oh, what are you doing, or what do you like to do? What was your day like? Tell me about soccer, or tell me about singing or violin, whatever. So I get these kids when they are at their most confident and they're really proud of what they're doing. So I feel like I kind of get a leg up on getting them comfortable.
So I've seen, looking at a picture now of Alexander L., age 12. He's playing the piano. His eyes are closed. He's in it. He says, playing the piano helps me express my feelings.
Mm-hmm. He's so passionate. And he was, you know, shaking his head around, and he was 100% into this playing the piano. And I just love that passion. And he was not embarrassed. He was not embarrassed to show me. He was not embarrassed to be photographed and in a book being passionate about music. And I just admire that so much in people, and especially in younger kids. And I think that's something that we as adults kind of forget, you know, how we used to be, and how we used to be like all in on everything and so passionate. So I hope that this kind of helps remind us of who we used to be and who we used to think we could be.
Right, before we became guarded and thought about the image that was out on Facebook.
Exactly.
Or Instagram,
yeah,
or whatever.
Like, oh, it's not cool to be passionate.
Well, you also show boys doing ballet, but mm-hmm. in action poses and running and doing sport, you know, on the beach, doing yoga, playing an instrument like we just mentioned. What are you hoping boys and their parents see in, as you said, this expanded definition of boys?
Well, I hope we can accept our kids for who they are, not who we expect them to be. And I think that allowing our kids to kind of the space to be, to explore what they are interested in, and just maybe it's not necessarily fighting for your kids, because we are all willing to fight for our kids. But sometimes it's just saying, oh, yeah, do you want to try that? Go ahead. And just say, just kind of like clearing the path for our kids to be who they are and supporting them along the way.
And how did you choose who to photograph?
So diversity is a huge part of trying to make sure that these books are successful. I want to make sure that anybody picking up the book finds somebody that they inspires them and that they feel that they can relate to. So I really tried to, I shot all over the country and I tried to capture, like I had a list at the beginning of activities and kinds of boys I wanted to capture, but that's really where I start. And then I get so many different, like it's all through social media. Mm-hmm. So I find all these kids.
People say, we want you to photograph our boy.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm saying, I'm looking for amazing stories of boys in San Francisco. And then there's so many things that I had never thought of that was on my original list, which I kind of hope and expect.
Like what?
So there was a boy in San Francisco, actually, where I shot, where I was going to shoot, was Mormon. Mm-hmm. And his complete interest and talents lay in makeup. He came fully made up. Loved makeup, loved designing his own clothes. I hadn't like set out to find, that was such a specific thing, but he was so talented and so invested in this and fully supported by his parents. And I just was like, this is exactly what I'm hoping to capture, to show boys that your interest can lie anywhere and that's okay.
So was it hard, or was anyone resistant to being captured doing their passionate thing or just showing themselves?
I don't want anybody to be a part of a project. Like, I don't want to push anybody. I want you to be proud to be part of this. And I think Strong is New Pretty helps sort of like lay out what they could expect. And so I would, you know, I would send like excerpts of that book and say, this is kind of what we're looking to do for boys. I want people to be proud of it.
But, you know, sometimes a kid, once they get in front of a camera, they might get shy.
Oh, for sure. But I think by having that option of like them doing the thing they love, they're really proud of it. And it makes kids comfortable, because I, and I also, when I shoot, it's not like look at me and smile. It's more like a motion set. Like I'll be like, do that thing, throw the ball, go pick that up. Oh wait, stop here, move this. You know, it's, I'm giving direction all the time, because they're, you know, the kids I'm working with are not models, they're not professionals. So it's more about just like running them through a series of actions to capture the most natural way that they look.
Yeah, I'm looking through the book and most every kid is like, some are side views, mm-hmm. but most of them just looking straight on at the camera. So mm-hmm. there's projecting something, although there's a really kind of an adorable one, Gus. He's kind of curled up on a chair with his glasses. He's 4 and he says, I'm proud I wear glasses even though I don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of leaned down, put his glasses in his hair, look like Cousin It. And I did not ask him to do that, but I was like, of course, like, stay, hang on, 1 second. It's adorable.
I'm speaking with the photographer and author, Kate T. Parker. Her new book is called The Heart of a Boy. So how do you experience this differently as a photographer or a person taking pictures of girls versus boys?
It was totally different for me. And like I said, I was kind of resistant in the beginning, but Once I got over that worry that I was abandoning our girls, it just was kind of like, it was exactly like Strong is New Pretty. And once I realized that this is necessary and this is something that I really felt passionate about turning my lens on and sharing and sort of exposing and trying to help start that conversation, it was exactly the same thing. I love it. It's funny because I love the creation of the books so much. I love making them. And then right now, as they come out, I hate it. It makes me so nervous.
Why?
And I just, you know, it's like it's your baby and I love it and I believe in it. And I think it's really like such great image. Like, I'm really proud of it. And then I don't want that to change based on, you know, oh, does it sell or does, you know, what are, because I fully expect there to be backlash. There was backlash with Strong as New Pretty. And it's just trying to get sort of that thicker skin for myself to be like, it doesn't matter. If you're proud of it, it doesn't matter.
What was the backlash for Strong as a New Pretty, that you weren't presenting silver bells and cockle shells, or I can't even remember. Yes. What are little girls made of?
I mean, I think that was the problem with Strong is New Pretty is that people thought I didn't present the other side of girls that did like princesses and girls that did like to dance and dress up. But I did. If you open the book, you would have seen it. So, people would say, what's wrong with my daughter? She likes to play with dolls. And I was like, there's absolutely nothing. If you look on page, whatever. But I think the cover, because the cover was very confident and athletic, that people just looked at a few pictures and sort of made their determinations.
So you are a mother of daughters, mm-hmm. right? And you did talk to, as you're taking these photographs, boys and their mothers. What kind of things did you hear from them about the challenges of, you said boys are okay, they're doing just fine.
Yeah, I think that these mothers and fathers and the boys themselves were really happy to have somebody start this conversation, because they were like, oh, well, my son plays football, but he has such a great heart. Nobody ever recognizes that about him or encourages that about him. And I think it's just recognizing that kids, boys and girls, are multidimensional, and that we can hold like multitudes in ourselves, and that you can be strong and confident and then also kind and vulnerable at the same time, and that's okay. I think it's recognizing sort of that complexity that, a one-note boys are this way, girls are this way doesn't allow for.
Well, and we know right now with a lot more gender fluidity mm-hmm. in our culture, but also like high-profile men being called out for toxic and harmful behavior, especially in regards to women and girls. Kids, what's happening to our boys, the school shootings or... So when you're looking at these photos, when you're taking pictures of these boys, what are the things that you're concerned about?
So I mean, I think I'm very concerned with all those things. And I think if we start when they're young, our boys will recognize that in our girls. And as they grow up, they will allow, it's just allowing everyone to be their true selves, and they will recognize it in each other. And as they grow up, then hopefully that change starts generationally. It's like starting at the bottom. And then, yes, boys and men are in our power positions. But if this generation grows up with this idea that, I don't have to be, then it's sort of making this shift or altering the paradigm a little bit.
Yeah. I'm also wondering about, there's been so much written about like what happens to girls' self-confidence as they hit their tween and teenage years. And boys, too. Yeah, we've all seen those boys, sort of start staring at the ground after being these proud little boys. I wonder what it would feel like them to see these pictures in 10 years.
Yeah, I hope it does the same, that Strong is New Pretty did for girls and women. They recognized themselves, or they saw themselves, or they remembered something about themselves. I hope that these images do the same for boys.
Has this series of book influenced how you're looking at raising your own kids and, messaging to them about who they are and mm-hmm. what they can become?
Well, definitely. I mean, I'm a pretty open person, and the fact that I hadn't seen that this was necessary or that I had just dismissed that this was a conversation we needed to have for our boys made me realize how much more we need to have this conversation. I feel like we're much farther along in the conversation with our girls. It's pretty acceptable for our girls to be loud and confident and
traditionally boyish.
Yes, yeah. But I don't think the same is true for our boys to be softer or more feminine. I feel like we're not quite there yet. So, and it's funny, when my publisher was looking to find a comparable book for Heart of a Boy to, compare how many do we print,
mm-hmm, yes.
They couldn't find one.
Huh.
So they had to look at Strong's New Pretty, which is similar, but it's not the same subject matter. So it was interesting to me to realize, there's not a lot out there for our boys. Like, there is a million books for our girls to embrace who they are, but there's not as many for our boys.
Oh, so you're answering a need you didn't even know was there.
Or I didn't think was there.
Yeah. So has the work that you've done around these images, shooting boys and girls, changed the way you shoot with adults now?
Well, I think anytime I shoot with these personal projects, I learn something, and it's always about connecting with my subject and trying to figure out how do you as a photographer, I feel like it's my role to let their true self shine through and let their beauty and their sense of who they are shine through. And you can do that through, just through conversation or really just allowing and asking about who they are. And then if you have the opportunity to let them do it, then you're golden.
Are there any boys in particular? I know, maybe it's like saying your favorite child. you know, any in particular that really stood out for you that as a story of a boy that you met, you encountered, and you had that connection with that just stayed with you?
So there was this one family that I met. They were the Cassidys, and it was three boys and their mom. And they were traveling the entire country in an RV by themselves for a year. And mom was homeschooling the boys, and they were getting – it was just the coolest thing ever. 100%, I do not want to travel an RV with my kids and homeschool them for a year. But recognizing that what doesn't work for me doesn't mean it's wrong. And the other thing, the super interesting thing about the Cassidys was every single family member was deaf. And the courage to sort of live your life in the way that you want – and with a disability that you are like, I just was so impressed with what my mom was sharing with her boys. Like, we got this. We can do this. We're on our own. I can teach you. I can show you all these places. I can drive this giant RV. I was just so impressed with how they kind of lived their life unconventionally and were unapologetic about it.
It sounds as if Strong as the New Pretty 2 is going to come out sometime. Is that so?
Oh, yeah. So I'm working on, the next book I'm working on is about courage in girls and women. So kind of bringing women into the fold this time.
Okay. And how about, what's the oldest boy or girl that you photographed?
About 20, I think, is sort of the top age range limit.
Well, KT Parker, congratulations on your new book, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Author and photographer Kate Parker, her newest book, The Heart of a Boy, is out today, and she's going to be in Atlanta on Sunday, April 7th. She'll be at Mason Fine Art Gallery, and Little Shop of Stories is going to be selling books there. You can find more information on the event at our website, gpbnews.org. That's our show for today. On Second Thought is produced by Elena Rivera, Leighton Rowell, LaRaven Taylor, and Amelia Brock. Alec Caslow is our engineer, and Amy Kiley is senior producer. I'm Virginia Prescott. Make sure you keep the conversation going. We're on Facebook. Our group is at GPB Radio's On Second Thought. We're on Twitter at OST Talk. See you next time.